Welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. In this podcast, we dig into the exact playbooks that ABM practitioners are using today to get their first ABM program off the ground. We'll dig into how they're using their current tech stack in order to create scrappy programs that rely more on creativity than new technologies. So if you're looking for how to get ABM off the ground in your organization in the next 90 days, let's dive into this episode.
Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby. And today we're doing another one of our newsletter program breakdowns at this time of recording. This is the last one. So quick side note, if you would like to have your program broken down, go subscribe to our newsletter and then send us your ICP, your core product, and your goals. We'll do a playbook breakdown just like this. Totally helpful. That said, this one goes out to Melissa. So Melissa, thank you for sending this in. ICP would be banks and health insurers that are in the $1 billion to $20 billion range. So that's incredible. Core service would be brand tracking, marketing, research program. For context, I already looked at the website a little bit more. Their framing is brand resilience. So like, how do you measure not just the brand reach, your voice, all that kind of stuff, but also the resiliency of your brand, so that you can track against not just past performance, but also future relationships. Goal is, and this is additional context, which is super helpful. So Melissa, thank you for sharing this. Doing a lot of awareness programming and lead gen right now, but need help getting the audience to come back and engage further down the funnel. The current tactics are LinkedIn lead gen, awareness ads, content syndication, email nurture sequences, LinkedIn connection requests, and then they don't have a budget for paid programs. Immediate couple of things that stand out to me, because you said we don't have, and we're not seeing people come back and engage. Like, huge opportunity would be probably decreased spend on either LinkedIn lead gen, awareness, or content syndication, if you've been running those for a minute, and just do standard retargeting ads based on those that have already engaged. Because what I don't see are any ad programs that specifically facilitate re-engagement. Based on what I'm seeing here, it sounds like the email nurture programs with the sequencing capabilities are the re-engagement program, and that seems to have been not as effective right now. Million LinkedIn connection requests are a re-engagement component. So you might want to just reallocate some of your current spend. I'm not saying spend more. I'm just saying spend in different ways. Because if you can go do a retargeting program that gets people engaged in the next step content, that's going to be a really great approach. And then you can get them an ad programming plus email. So you've got a multi-channel approach. Because right now what you've got is email, which is one channel. So first thing that immediately jumps out to me. And the second thing is, as I was looking at the website, I don't know that I saw, and maybe this is, you serve tons and tons of audiences, I didn't see the word, I'm actually going to do a quick command F, like bank. Yeah, that's under industries that you serve. On this landing page that you sent me, we don't call out the audience. Yeah, we don't call the audience. This is likely a general product page, which is fine. But then that begs the question, are we doing vertical specific landing pages that call out that audience specifically? And then the other thing that I saw, and this may get some hate, but I saw a video that was like experience a demo and it was gated, which is, that's fine if you want to do that on your core lander. But as I think about this audience specifically that we're talking to, based on the current metrics that we're going after, or the current channels or tactics, we're doing LinkedIn lead gen, we're doing content syndication, and then we're also doing email nurture programs. We already have their data through those tactics. I would just give them the demo and make it personalized to them based on their vertical and send that to a direct landing page that is vertical specific. So you can call it specific industry language that is more relevant for them. So those would be some immediate thoughts around the re-engagement. So if you were to run a re-engagement program, I'd bring them back based on that kind of use case and case study type content. And then additionally, just ungate the demo for that landing page and make it a vertical specific demo. That should help a lot with the re-engagement. It just sounds like we talk about this a lot in the context of the account progression model of awareness, initial engagement, meaningful engagement, MQA, re-engagement, SQA, opportunity. Like, those are the stages for a new business program. And it just sounds like you've got good awareness and initial engagement. What it sounds like, and which awareness do they know we exist? And initial engagement is, can we validate that they likely have a problem that we could potentially solve? Meaningful engagement is, are they exploring viable solutions? And then MQA is my definition, would just be, can we validate that they understand our product or our solution in some capacity? that would then make them likely qualified from a marketing perspective. And the next step is to get them booked into a sales meeting. So as I think about it, you're good on the awareness stage. Content syndication is likely building the pain of the problem. And then what you're missing now is that meaningful engagement stage, which is how do we help them explore viable solutions and how do we help them understand our solution uniquely? If you were to go that route, you'd likely see an increase in engagement. And then, quote unquote, down funnel or down the account progression model, you would see an increase on your conversions. It's just a missing link because it's a big jump to go from a white paper to a booked meeting or a demo experience. So again, if you can remove some of those hurdles and those roadblocks so they can understand more about your products and how you are uniquely qualified to solve the problems that they're experiencing and increasing conversions overall. So that's helpful. The other thing that I would call out is just as we think about like brand resiliency, I'm going to go back to the website because you do a good job of immediately calling out like traditional brand measurement versus brand resiliency. And you've got some really great graphics, which is all helpful. And this may be me being overly nitpicky, but I don't see anything on for why this matters to you. I see like your path to resiliency. So this is like somebody that's looking at your landing page for the very first time. Measuring these connections helps you discover. Like that might be like what this does for you. But I would just, I would call it out way more specifically. It's just, yeah, there's no, I'm not, it's just not in me. There's no problem language. There's no pain. It's just, yeah, like you could do this and see, like it's a lot of benefit language, but there's no reason to do it other than if I want these benefits, but I'm not avoiding any pain. And people, I've heard this expression a lot. It came through the short brand community at one point, but there's no, people walk towards pleasure. They sprint from pain. I want people to sprint. So there's no, and the word resilience is like overcoming hardship. There's no pain here. There's no problem. So I would just call up specific pains and problems that brands will experience if they don't have a resilient brand so that they can avoid failure. If you look at most of my content, or if you go to our website, it's all problems. Like it's almost exclusively problem language because somebody looks for a solution unless they have a problem. So like, I would also add that recommendation of just shifting the brand messaging. And then as a result, the product specific vertical messaging to this is what companies that don't have resilient brands experience. So if you don't want to experience those things, get a resilient brand. And you don't know how resilient your brand is until you start to measure it. There's a lot that has gone into, if you don't measure it, you can't improve it. And you give it, I'm sure, sorry, this, I'm thinking about all the weight loss examples because I'm in the process of losing some weight. And there's just a lot of research that has gone into, if you step on the scale every day and do nothing else different from a plan perspective, you'll lose weight because you've started to measure it daily and you're reminded constantly of the pain that you're experiencing. There's a lot that goes into this. It's just on the lander. It's not in the messaging. It's not in the content that at least I am seeing. So could be wrong. If you've got other content, you're like, Mason, you missed it. That's fine. But that means that your audiences are also probably missing it because I'm taking intentional time to look at the website and I didn't see it. So hopefully that's helpful from a thought process perspective. Again, just to summarize it back, like re-engagement programming, ungate the demo, get vertical specific landing pages on those two verticals that you're targeting, and then build the pain. Like, people will buy if they experience the pain. And if they don't experience the pain, then why would they buy from you? Not sincerely. Like, they'll churn quickly. If you sell a solution that they don't have pain to, they'll churn super quick. So overall, hopefully this is helpful. If you have any thoughts or questions, always feel free to reach out to us. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. If you're looking for more content just like this, I highly recommend you go subscribe to our newsletter. We release weekly playbooks so that you have the actionable ways in which you can start to build an ABM program today. Just go to scrappyabm.com/newsletter to subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd really appreciate if you'd leave a 5-star review and hit the notification bell so you never miss an episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one.